Refresh, refocus, renew. This is Today.
This is Today for Monday, February 28, 2011. Free at last. The passage is from John 8. If the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. Fact number one, no one is perfect. We'll always be sinners in this life. Fact number two, Jesus makes us new, setting us free from our sin. As we saw at the beginning of this month's study, it can be challenging to get both these facts to somehow fit together. On some days, we do our best to put off our sinful nature, claiming Christ's victory in our lives. Yet on other days, it can seem like we'll be stuck with that sinful nature for a long time to come. Sometimes we pretend to be sinless, other times we give in to despair. This month, we've looked at our struggle with sin from the perspective of addiction and recovery. The recovery movement has helped millions of people find a way to acknowledge their addictions while also claiming freedom from their power. Instead of pretending that we've gotten over our sin, we can surrender our sin struggles to Christ, the true higher power, and let Him lead us into a life of recovery through His Spirit. What about you? Do you try to pretend that sin has no grip on you? Or have you secretly despaired or ever escaping the power of your sin? Or have you found the freedom the Scriptures offer as you lay your sin addiction at the foot of the cross, letting your Savior lead you in a new life protected for recovery? Is God making you a better sinner? Will you pray with me? God, I am not perfect. My name is sinner, saved by grace. Thank you for setting me free through Jesus' blood. In His name, amen.
Visit us online at thisistoday.net.